Lesson 11. The Anointing of the Sick. Once Jesus was preaching to the people in a house. Then some people carried a paralyzed man on a cot and brought him to Jesus. They were not able to reach Jesus because of the thick crowd. Hence, they got onto the top of the house, removed the roof above him, and took him down to Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven. Stand up, take your mat, and go to your home." Immediately, the paralyzed man took up his cot and went home while everyone was looking at him. Everybody was greatly taken up with it and praised the Lord our God. From the book of Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. During his public life, Jesus healed many people. He had the power to heal the sick. The lepers, the deaf, and the blind rushed to him to receive healing. Jesus touched, blessed, and healed them. He also cast out many demons and set them free. Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. From the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1. The apostles who went out according to the command of Jesus preached repentance to the people. They cast out many demons and anointed the sick and healed them. From the book of Mark, chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. The apostles who received the mission to heal the sick continued the anointing of sick and prayed for them. St. James in his epistle says, "Are any among you sick? They should call for the elder of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with the oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven." From the book of James, chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. This is the earliest form of the anointing of sick. The sacrament of anointing the sick is administered by the power that Jesus gave to the church through the apostles. Anointing of the sick is a sacrament that gives us the health in body and soul through the forgiveness of sins and healing of sickness. Like Jesus, who said, "It's not the healthy but the sick who need a doctor," the church is always compassionate towards the sick. She prays and works for sick. When the sacrament of anointing of the sick is administered, the church prays over the sick for the sanctification of body and soul, forgiveness of sins, and healing of sickness, and anoints the person with holy oil. The celebrant anoints the forehead, eyes, ears, lips, hands, and legs of the sick with holy oil and prays for him, invoking God's mercy. Along with this, he also prays that the patient may be strengthened to accept the sickness and its sufferings in union with the passion of Jesus Christ. Thus, the sacrament of anointing of sick gives the patient the power to accept and suffer the sickness and its pain and be healed if it's God's will. It is part of our Christian mission to visit the sick, console them, pray for them, and nurse them. When we visit the sick, we must definitely pray for them. Our visit, love, concern, service, and prayers will surely console and strengthen them. When we are sick, we also must pray to Jesus, the healer. Let us pray. Jesus, the mighty healer, bless us to be merciful to the sick and the suffering and pray for them. Word of God to remember. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." From the book of Mark, chapter 2, verses 5. Let us read the Word of God with devotion. From the book of Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. My decision: I will nurse the sick and the old with concern and pray for them. Activity: read the biographies of Father Damien, Mother Teresa, etc., who nursed with love the sick and the orphans.